Good morning, folks. We're running Tradio. You know, I would be talking to Joe right now, but he doesn't have a mic in front of him.
I can't hear you.
And he can't hear me either. Yeah. Okay, let's see.
There.
All right.
Here I am.
Here he is. He shows up just in the nick of time with a cup of coffee. You know, yeah. What are you supposed to do with that? Okay. All right. I have... Okay, Joe can't hear. I don't know what you want me to do, Joe. Julie, you have something to say?
Well, there's someone on line one, but I just wanted to say one thing about Uriah Lucas. He is a local kid who ran the Boston Marathon, son of Eli and Tara Lucas. Not a kid anymore. He's 22. Anyway, he finished in 2 hours and 34 minutes and 12 seconds. Which is a 5.53-minute mile. Anyway,
wow, 556. I'm so amazed. 2-hour marathon? That's incredibly fast.
2 hour and 34 minutes, but, I mean, he was 556th out of 29,000 people, more than 29,000 people. So that's really finished well. That's mm-hmm. right behind the Kenyans in 2 hours.
It's so true, clipping their heels.
Yes, exactly. But what was interesting to me was it said out of... 16,000 of the runners were men, and it was just 1967 when the first woman ran, and she ran without telling him her name, and she was, they tried to pull her and throw her out of the race for running, so that was just 1967. Now 13,000 women are running.
Julie, can you remind me of the time? How fast?
How fast he ran? He ran 2 hours, 34 minutes, and 12 seconds.
Wow. And the world record is 2 hours flat. It's only half an hour off.
Exactly. Yeah. And so, like, when I'm saying the Kenyans, the men and women that won from Kenya, who were very fast, were just, like, 2 hours, 5 minutes or so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this guy, Uriah Lucas, that you see running around town all the time.
Oh, I see him running all the time. Oh, I know who it is.
Well, give him a cheer. Uriah. Give him a high five.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, he is
probably
blowing
by
hero.
Too fast.
He's a hometown hero. So anyway, congratulations.
10 minutes faster than me.
Only 10 minutes, Joe.
Anyway, I'm going
two
back.
Days,
2 days than 10 minutes,
I'm going back to the phones.
Okay. Thanks, Julie, for that info.
Okay. Enough yapping. We have a caller on line one who's been waiting so patiently. All right. You are on the air. Can you hear us?
Yes. And I'd rather be patient and hear the Uriah story than interrupt. I mean, that kid is unbelievable.
Well, yeah, you probably see him. You see him run on Main Street. Probably runs by your house quite frequently there, too. He's constantly running. So
yeah, he goes by every day, and he runs for hours.
Yeah.
You know, I get exhausted just watching.
I hear you there, John.
Anyway, I've got a couple things to sell since we're moving. Mm-hmm. I've got a 6-foot piece of baleen that I'd like $100 for.
Baleen?
Baleen, whale baleen.
Yeah. How do you spell baleen? Do you know that? B-E-L-E-N-E? Is that right?
No.
B-A-L-E-E-N, I think.
B-E-N. Okay, got it.
Anyway, it's that black stuff that comes out of the whale's mouth.
You said $100, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I have an ivory tusk about 2 foot long with scrimshawed walruses on it. And I'd like $500 for that.
Oh, how big is it, John?
About 2 foot.
About 2 foot? Yeah. Oh. With scrimshaw, that's and $500 for that. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then I've got a whalebone Eskimo doll. It's an Eskimo male figure with baleen dots on it, and it's about 2 foot. And I'd like $150 for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a new, it's not new, but it's a Yamaha 1000 generator that I've had for 5 years but never used. So it's basically new.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like $400 for that.
Okay.
And it's never been run.
Oh, brand new. Okay.
Call me at 907.
Okay.
772-3677.
Okay. 77.
And I'll be home for about another half hour and then after 12.
So then you're going to go out and run your marathon between there then sometime?
I'm going to walk downhill,
Okay. But how can you walk downhill both ways?
You got to have to really work at it.
Okay. It's a real skill.
Right on. All right. Thanks, John.
Hey, take care. Have a great one.
You too. See ya.
All right. Well, thanks for calling. And we do have another couple callers already.
That's some neat stuff there, people.
Yeah. All right. Caller on line two. You are on the air.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. This is Abby Hardy. I am in search of an acoustic guitar. Nothing fancy. It could be something that I can restring or, you know, fix up. But if anybody has an acoustic guitar lying around in their house or in their garage that needs a little TLC, I'm willing to buy for, you know, cheap. I'm not looking for anything fancy. Mm-hmm. Just something to maybe take out and keep at the lighthouse so that our keepers can entertain themselves while they're out there this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how to get a hold of you?
Yep, my number is 907-305-1099.
All right.
That's it?
And is that all?
That is all.
Okay.
All right, thanks, Abby.
Thanks, Abby.
All right, bye. Bye. Mm-hmm.
All right. And we have another caller on line three. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Ann calling for the Petersburg Humane Association.
Hey. Hi, Ann.
I'm calling about our flamingo flocking fundraiser.
Oh, that's coming up, huh?
That's happening already.
Oh, it is. I haven't seen them around
people
here.
People want to put a flock of flamingos in a friend's yard or something. They can go to our website, petersburghumane.org.
Okay.
And it's all there.
Yeah. That's a pretty big event. I mean, those flamingos get moved around.
Yeah, they really brighten things up here this time of year every year. So yeah, our flamingo fundraiser is going now, and go ahead and go sign up for it on our website, petersburghumane.org.
Okay.
Also, we have a wonderful black female cat, 3-year-old Velvet, who's looking for a home. She's really inquisitive and friendly and affectionate, and she's fixed and turned on vaccines. And if anybody is interested in her, they can see pictures of her on our Facebook, and they can call our cell phone at 907-518-1091.
518-1091. Right on. And then all the details on the flamingos there, how you get to flock somebody,
yep.
And then if you
yep,
do get flocked,
there, you just do it all right there.
How you get rid of them? You know, you can pay to get them out of jail and get them out of your yard.
I don't think we do that anymore, but yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Do they usually stay there? How long do they stay in the yard before?
They're just there for like 20, 24 hours.
24 hours since the guys come and move them around. Okay.
Yep.
Right on.
All right. Thanks,
Sam.
Thank
you.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. And we have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
It's Joyce.
Hi, Joyce. You know, Joyce, I actually have a message for you.
Uh-oh.
Really?
Yes. I have a message for you to call Lisa at a number, if you're ready, at 738-2447.
738, what's the rest of it?
2447.
2447.
Okay. So I assume that's 907.
Okay. I already know one Lisa in town, so I'll give her a call. But I'm calling to let everyone know there's no bingo this Friday.
Oh, no.
Because of the painting classes that are going on with Sally and Polly upstairs.
Right on. Yeah.
So we will not have bingo this Friday, the 24th. But we will have bingo again on May 1st, on May Day.
Okay. Gives you a week off, too, Joyce.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
Well, also, the other thing, Joyce, is that your poem is being read tomorrow. So just tune in the morning.
And it's what time again?
So it'll air at just about 8:07 or so in the morning, and then again at 12:30, and then again at about 6:30.
Okay, that's what I've been telling my daughter. So.
Okay, thanks for calling, Joyce.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Bye. All right. And we do have another caller on the line. Caller in line two, you are on the air.
Did you say line two?
Yes.
Hi, this is Sue Erickson calling.
Hey, Sue.
And I'm just calling to say, once you try to amend your wicked, wicked ways and throw out your junk, then you need something that you just threw out. So,
I hear you there.
I finally threw out some curtain pins, you know, traditional pins that you need to hang up curtains.
Oh, yeah.
Those. And,
I know what it
is. I didn't need them for about 15 years, and now I need 12 of them. So if anybody has any curtain pins that they're holding on to, I need about 12 of them.
Okay. See, Isaiah, you know, Isaiah's like, you know, just past 14 years old or whatever.
But hey, hey.
But he wouldn't know what curtain pins are. I do. They're those. They hang on the rod. Oh. Then they stick in the. They kind of go in the. There's pleats in the curtains that they.
Oh, they hold them up. So they're like little S curves.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's kind of like an S hook.
I'm smarter than your average 14.
One side's flat that goes in the curtain, right, and then the hook goes over the rod. Correct, Sue.
Well, some of them are. Those are the fancy ones. But the old-fashioned ones have pins.
They're actually pinned
on both sides.
Okay.
Well, it's the same thing, but when you put it into the pleat, it's a pin versus, you know, a flat.
Flat spot. Okay. Yeah. Well, you could use either kind, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody has some of those hanging out. See, now this is a good lesson I can tell Lou. It's like, hey, no wonder you'd... I said, I can't throw... You never know when I'm going to need that. That's what guys do, though. They always say, you never know when you're going to need that. And sure enough...
It's a slippery slope until you're keeping pilots from 3 years ago.
You're not supposed to do that?
No.
Only 3 years ago? Okay. I just advertised to my swimming people last night, if anybody needs the first 10 years of Martha Stewart Living magazine from 93 to 2000. I have them.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, in search of curtain pins. And how do we get a hold of you, Sue?
518.
Okay.
4007.
4007. All right. I would imagine you'll get some response to that because people have those. They still use them.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Okay, thanks,
okay,
guys.
Sue.
Right. Thank you.
Good day.
Bye-bye.
All right, and we have another caller on line one. You are on the air.
Yeah, hello. This is Lars Christensen.
Lars.
Hi, Lars.
And I'm just calling up. I want to give a shout-out to that dance recital I went to last night. Those kids were amazing, and the people that run it must be amazing, too, to put on a show like that. It was the first one I'd ever seen, and I was quite impressed. So congratulations, people.
It was pretty amazing. I was there too, Lars. Yeah, I've been on to him.
That's all I got to say.
Well, good.
Yeah, all I got to say. I'm just really thankful they did it.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's good. Good. Get some culture in there, Lars. Good to see you there. That was fun.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
See ya.
Did you go to the dance recital?
I did not.
I told you to go.
You did tell me to go. You did tell me to go. You know, I think it's. I mean, I've heard fantastic things about it. It's only in Petersburg where, like, a dance recital like that is just so, like, beloved.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh.
I mean, I don't even think if you go to Juilliard, you would have that many people excited.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing, the costumes, the kids, and it's just a good time, you know. And then when they all, the what do they call it, the bow, or at the end of it, where they all come on the stage, and the stage is just packed with, like, I don't know how many kids and the adults. It's... quite a sight and colorful.
Yeah.
And the theme last night was the circus. So it was kind of cool. It was colorful. Ringleaders and mames and lions and...
Bears and tigers are mine.
Bears.
Okay.
But lions.
Okay.
Elephants.
Did you pick up any moves, Joe?
No. My granddaughters do their routine in the living rooms. So I get to watch it at home. They do their tumbling and whatever, not to dance. But
right.
Get to see... kind of preview. But yeah, mm-hmm. it was.
Well, if I see you tumbling, I'll know it's an accident.
Yeah, well, I tumble, but it's not by purpose. I've done that before.
Well, I have one other thing to announce here. There's a garage sale this Saturday at 9:00. That's at 106 North Nordic Drive, and there's a note here to use the Rangel Drive entrance to enter the sale. And that's by Laura Howard. So there's a garage sale this Sunday at 9:00.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just in case you're looking for curtain pins or something, they might show up.
In case you didn't get everything you wanted to do at the Lutheran sale and the basement sale last week.
Oh, man, you know, that was extensive.
Did you go to that?
I did go to that. I caught the very end.
It's like one of those deals where we talked about it here on Wednesday, and I say, oh, yes, this is great. And of course, by the time Saturday rolls around, it's just like... It's already 1:00, and it's, oh, God, should I go now? Nah, let's stay.
I mean, you know, the benefit of going towards the later end is that all the stuff that's written or best offers, you can give whatever offer.
They do get some deals there at the last half hour. They want to they don't want to take it out of there. Because it's a lot of work. I saw the pictures of it on Facebook.
Oh, it's an incredible amount of work.
It's like packed. I mean, that basement is packed, and the aisles are about... narrower than the little aisles in some grocery stores, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it was, but I missed it. Sorry. Did you get anything?
I got this old film camera with a couple lenses, which is great. Uh-huh. I got a lovely rain jacket, which is, you know, has been loved, but I will love it again. And I got a little desk lamp.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So you got some treasures that you could use.
So I got some treasures, yeah.
An old film camera.
Oh, and I got a couple books. You know, some Dostoevsky, some Ernest Hemingway. Oh, just great.
So you still use a film camera?
You know, I do. It's I really enjoy kind of the tactical feeling of it. And they're easier to fix than any digital camera. However, it is kind of an expensive hobby. Between the film and if you're not developing it yourself, then you have to send it away. And, you know, each time you do that, you pay for shipping and all that.
I remember those days. You go into, I think York Film Labs or something like that. We always used to send their film out.
All the way to New York?
Yeah, it went to New York, yeah. Well, actually, I think there was some... It was York. It wasn't necessarily New York. But there was places you could send it on the West Coast, too. I think San Francisco or something like that. And then there's New York. So it's...
And there's a couple of people who will develop film in Anchorage. Actually, I just had someone do that for me.
Or go to the, you know, used to go to like the Walmart or whatever, 1 hour development there and just bring them in.
I don't think that's around anymore. I think the one hour has actually gone to more like a week, 2 weeks.
But they do take good pictures. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You get a nice single-lens reflex camera, and they do take good
They do take good photos, and the quality is fantastic.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've just ruined many... mini a roll, which I suppose is part of the process.
Got a small tote full of pictures.
Oh.
I should go through someday.
I did that with my grandfather, too. All those old, like, slide photography.
Yeah, well, we didn't do much in the line of slides, but we got a lot of print pictures, but they're probably all faded and dead by now. We haven't looked in that tote for years and
years.
Well,
if you still have the negatives.
Yeah. But that's the thing. The negatives are in there, but how do you match the negatives with the picture you want? Well, they do have one of those things, so that negative viewer, don't they? I've got one of those. Yeah, that you actually can peel through the negatives to kind of see what they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That just inverts it. Mm-hmm. Well, we have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
Yes, I have two wooden bifold doors. Each panel is about 12 inches wide and 77 inches tall. It'll span 4 feet. I'm only asking $40. My number is 907-230-6374.
So 2 foot by 77 inches. Each panel is 2 foot. So it's a 4 foot wide opening.
So each panel is 12 inches.
Okay.
Each panel is 12 inches.
But you is it only for a 2 foot wide opening?
There are four panels altogether.
Well, the bifold, each panel is two, but those fold in half, right? So it's actually two panels.
Correct.
If they all open up, it's 4 foot, right?
All correct.
Yeah, okay. I picture it now. Are they louvered or is it just solid?
No, they're solid.
Solid? Okay. Bifold doors. $40, you said?
Yes.
All right.
All right.
Got it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bifold doors. You know, people don't, a lot of usually use sliding doors and stuff, but you still see people using bifold doors, pocket doors.
So it would like bend like a little butterfly wing.
Yeah, no, they would open up like this. It's got a hinge in the middle, so each panel is 12 inches or 2 foot.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Each panel is 2 foot, so it's like, so it opens up.
Yeah, it's nice to have you on. You have the sort of woodworking builder brain behind you.
Yeah, I still got 2 sets of bifold doors in my house, so.
Mm-hmm.
But they, yeah, they're just, I don't see them very much anymore, but I think they still use them.
Mm-hmm.
The big thing now is they got pocket doors. People are trying to use pocket doors.
Pocket doors?
Yeah, a door that actually slides in the wall.
Oh, whoa. So
I've not seen that. Space.
Oh, so then it doesn't have to, like, open out into a hallway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, folks, if you're listening and there's something that has come to mind that you'd like to buy, sell, or trade, or an event coming up, you can still catch us. Our number, 907-772-3808. And how about a rundown?
Yes,
Joe?
How about that? Well, we started off with a celebrity, John called. He's got he is a celebrity, you mm-hmm. know, and he's moving. Oh. Let's be sad. But anyhow, he's got a 6-foot piece of baleen, and so he wants $100 for it. And he's also got a ivory tusk. It's a 2-foot ivory tusk. It's got some scrimshaw work on it, and he wants $500 for that. He's got a whole bone Eskimo doll. And it's got some scrimshaw dots on it, too, or something, you know. So it's a nice piece of art. $150 for that. And then he's got a Yamaha 1000 generator, brand new, never been used, $400 for that. And you can reach John at 907-772-3677.
And we have a caller
line
one. You're on the air.
Morning, folks. Thanks for the opportunity to call in later. This is Sunny Rice from Alaska Sea Grant, and I'm calling with some more information about the business planning workshop that we're doing here in Petersburg next Monday and Tuesday, 27th and 28th in the evenings. So let's see. It's $25, and we're providing supper both evenings. It's going to be in the Parks and Rec community room, but people need to register in advance. And that's at alaskaseagrant.org. And then you look under events and you can find it there. People can call me for more information, 772-3381. We probably have this all on a PSA already, which is awesome. So just a little bit more details. We are going to help you get started on writing a business plan. And there's sort of 2 ways that a person might use a business plan. One is this very specific written document that you are going to bring to a lender if you're looking for a loan for your business idea. And the other is this sort of step back from your business and thinking about, where do I want to go? What changes do I need to make? And we're going to try to accommodate sort of both of those in the course of this 2 evening session. So you can call up and register. I mean, you could go to the Sea Grant website and register, or call me with more questions. But we're gearing it. I mean, we're going to come in with the idea that this is geared towards fishing businesses, but we can adapt to other business ideas that people are working with, too.
Nice. Is that $25 per session, or for the whole thing?
Whole thing, yep. And it's you come for both nights.
2 nights, okay. Starting Monday.
Yeah.
Cool. Got it, Sunny.
Yeah, okay.
And yeah, I think there's probably a PSA out that too, so it'll probably get out on the air more often than just Tradio, I bet.
Yes, certainly.
Yes.
Okay.
Thanks.
Great. Yep. Thanks, you guys.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lines open?
No, take it away.
All right. We have Abby called, and she is in search of an acoustic guitar. Usable, nothing fancy. They just want something to take out to the lighthouse to do a little entertainment.
For
occupy
the keepers
your evenings.
Out there.
Yeah, the keepers need something to do, so maybe they can pick the guitar.
Maybe compose some mournful
sea chants or something. Yeah, right. Yeah, it's, so it's got to just be usable. You know, if it needs some strings or whatever, don't worry about it. They can do that. But they're just for something that they can use. And if you have a guitar sitting around, acoustic guitar, the, you go 907-305-1099 and let Abby know. And Ann called from the Humane Society. The flamingo, pink flamingo flocking has commenced.
Yes, and actually the station got flocked.
Did they?
Yeah. I came in the morning and these little pink birds were everywhere. And I was like, wow, the sandhills must have landed. But no, it was the pink flamingos.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Are they gone?
Yes, they have flown off to find another roost.
Yeah, 24. Yeah, yeah. I've been flocked before. Once, twice maybe. I think the old station manager here flocked me.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
That's a heavy accusation to throw around.
He admitted to it.
Oh.
So anyhow, yeah, so that's going on. It's a big fundraiser, and it's kind of cool. You know, it's it was the morning I got flocked, of course, my dogs. I let my dogs out, and they were pretty curious as to what the heck was in their front yard. They went around sniffing around. In fact, I got some pictures of the dogs with the pink flamingos there. Just but anyway, and she also was putting on a notice that there's a nice black cat named Velvet at the Humane Society up for adoption. It's fixed, and it's a friendly cat. It's, I think she said 3 years old, something like that, they're estimating. And it's available. And if you have any questions, you can call 907-518-1091. Joyce called. Bingo is off for Friday because they're having the Moliere's are doing their painting classes this week, so they're taking the place on Friday, so there's no bingo, but it'll commence the following week. And Sue called, and she's in search of curtain pins.
Mm-hmm.
And we've educated you on what curtain pins
are. I learn something new every day, Joe.
That is good. It's a sad day if you don't learn something. But mm-hmm. She is looking for some curtain pins. If you have any, let her know. It's 907-518-4007. And Lars called just to give a shout-out to everybody that participated and all the teachers and all the participants in that dance recital last night. It was pretty good. And we had a caller who has wooden bifolds. It's for a 4-0 opening. There are two panels, 2 foot by 77 inches wood. And it's he wants $40 for those. And if you need some bifold doors, 907-230-6374. And Sunny called and gave the heads up for the planning workshop starting on Monday, $25 for both nights. It's in the Parks and Rec community room. If you want any more information, you can look up alaskaseagrants.org or call 907-772-3381. And Isaiah is in search of some RCA cables.
You know, actually, I found them.
Did you? As I wasn't ghosting you or anything.
No.
You know, it's one of those deals where I know I've got them somewhere, which is one of those, you know, because we're using them for a VCR or, and I
yeah,
just
like
don't,
a DVD
it's been
player.
A while since I put those, so I know, I think they're in a shoebox, there might be in the attic.
Oh, I get it. You know, everyone's got some kicking around, and thankfully a couple of people reached out and brought them in. And I think so, I've yet to double check.
Okay, cool, sorry, I didn't get back with you there, I've been looking, and it's one of those deals where, like Sue says, you know, you don't need them, you don't use them, and all of a sudden, and you know you got them, so you keep looking, and one day I'm going to open a drawer, open a box,
and
there
they're
going to
be.
Are.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay, well, cool, I'm glad you got something, hope they work.
But yeah, and you know, one of the wonders of Tradio.
It is, nice, mm-hmm. Right on, and that's all I have, Isaiah.
I think so, too. Thanks for joining us,
beautiful
folks.
Day out there. Get out and enjoy it.
I will, too. And yeah. I hope everyone listening does as well.
That's what I wasn't. You're stuck here. They got people can go out there.
Yeah, I'm the schmuck.
You can go out for lunch.
Yeah, I
okay.
will. Okay.
Right on. Thanks,
see
Isaiah.
You, bye.
Yeah.
Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is supported by Alaska Commercial Electronics, moving forward as Island Refrigeration, to continue ACE's 35 years of marine electronics sales, installation, and service. Equipment and repairs at the ACE Building, 908 South Nordic Drive, 907-772-3893.
Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.
And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.